the month, and that means Greenwich Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, joins me for Focus on Education. And good morning, Dr. Jones. Welcome. Happy June. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, everyone's talking about school shootings, security, and so forth. What's an update on the safety and security situation in the Greenwich Public Schools?
Well, first of all, you know, our hearts go out to all of those in Texas that are, you know, have experienced what they did. And I think it is a reminder that, you know, safety and security is the most important thing that we do in a public school. It's the one thing that really overrides student achievement is safety and security. So, you know, we are very, very fortunate in Greenwich that we have a police department that works closely with us. They are at all of our drills that we practice throughout the year. They literally are physically present. They use our buildings in the summer for, you know, practice drills. And I'm just grateful that we have them. And, you know, I had a lot of feedback over the last week about just the anxiety that, you know, staff and families and especially our older students were feeling from what's happening across the country. And so this week we actually did mobilize more officers with a goal of having one in every building through the end of the school year. And I'm just so grateful again to our police department for working with us to make that happen. We may not have every building covered every day simply because, you know, they have a staffing shortage. But this week we've managed to actually, at least on paper, have it scheduled for every single building.
Okay, and I was going to bring that up about the how students and staff are feeling. Is there counseling available for students and staff to maybe deal with those that might be more anxious about what's going on?
Yes, we always have our counselors, our social workers, psychologists. You know, we do have social workers available even at elementary now, and that was part of our American Rescue Plan funding. To help make that happen because we've never had it before in elementary level. And we do now, again, just because of the COVID grant to assist with mental health. So we have a lot of resources available and they do a fantastic job. You know, they're available all day long and they're there for our students primarily. But we also have the Employee Assistance Program in Greenwich for staff. And if staff are feeling as though they really need to be connected with an outside qualified counselor, they can actually go through the Employee Assistance Program, and it's completely confidential. We just give them the phone number. They make the contact, and that's a benefit for all of our employees.
You mentioned, interestingly, that older students are the ones that seem to be most anxious about what's going on.
Well, I think when you're talking about security and safety, they on just that element. When you're talking about mental health in general, I think whether it's COVID impact or safety impact, it really, it is K through 12. When you're talking about safety, our older students are so much more aware. You know, the younger ones are often shielded from, you know, what they see on TV and, you know, parents don't generally talk a lot about, for instance, what happened in Texas. You know, with the children in elementary, but the high schoolers, just from social media alone, are very aware of every single thing that happens.
Hmm. Now, the new entrance to the high school, how does that play into security now?
That will be a secure area as they enter the high school, and that will be under construction, we hope, you know, next year, so that you'll have that kind of single point of entry, but that will be a much tighter entry than we've ever had before because you'll enter the vestibule area to make sure that everybody that's entering is safe before they actually enter that main hallway, glass hallway of the high school.
Okay. Speaking with the Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, here on Focus on Education here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH. All right. Lots of shovels in the ground over the next few years, Dr. Jones. You're putting building committees together, right?
We are. It's going to be very, very busy.
Tell us about, the building committee for the Central Middle School is being formed?
Central Middle School actually will be on the RTM agenda next Monday, and that committee will start right away. And that's really looking at, you know, a brand new middle school. And that committee will be very busy for several years. We also have two other building committees that are being formulated. The applications are open right now. They first go through the first selectman. They're voted on at the first selectman meeting, and then they go to the RTM. We hope that both Old Greenwich and Julian Curtis are slated to be on the June agenda for the Board of Selectmen, and then they'll go to the RTM at their September meeting. And both of those building committees will, again, be working for the next couple of years to complete, you know, all of the work that needs to be done in those buildings.
In your perfect world, as far as the makeup of the committees are concerned, what would you like to see on there? You don't want to have the same people on each committee, right? You don't want burnout, right? You'd like to have different people on different committees, or am I wrong?
So you have to have different people on different committees, because it really is like having a part-time job, and often for people who already have full-time jobs, they meet often and frequently. They just they have a lot of work to do. When you look at Central Middle School, first they have to, you know, hire the architect, and they'll work on, you know, getting the building designed to meet the ed spec that the Board of Education has approved. And then they have to actually start that whole construction process. And not only do they have to watch every single penny, you know, based on the amount of money that they'll be working with, but just making sure the construction process, you know, itself is running smoothly. So it's three separate building committees with different people on all three of those committees.
Now, the Board of Selectmen approved, I believe it was seven members for the Central Middle School. There's going to be liaisons, but there's going to be there's a Board of Education members, administrators. I mean, a little unclear as who else would make up the committee from the district side.
Well, the board, the actual building committee is mainly made up of people who have expertise in construction. And that's what they're really looking to balance out the building committee. You then have a liaison from the BET. We also have a liaison from the Board of Education. And then, you know, they do work closely also with the building principal. Our director of facilities attends, you know, many of the meetings to make sure that if they have questions about, you know, systems or certain components that are within the construction project. So it really is a very collaborative effort, but that building committee are really the voting members.
Who's the liaison from the Board of Education?
You know, I do not think that that has been selected yet on any of these projects.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And then so then Old Greenwich and Julian Curtis to follow, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Fantastic. All right. We're going to take a break. Speaking with Greenwich Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. 840 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. First Tuesday of the month, it's Focus on Education with Greenwich Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, from now until 9 o'clock. And let's continue. Dr. Jones, a bunch of surveys for the Greenwich Public Schools, family survey, student survey, staff survey.
That's correct. This is survey time of the year. We launched a survey for our students. It's third grade through 12th grade, and they do that, you know, of course, during the school day. It's very short. It does not have a whole lot of questions. We also have a staff survey, and then we have a family survey. And they're really important to us because we do use the survey data and information to help us plan for the following year. Look at areas where we can grow and get better, and look at where we're doing really well. And we try to keep it short so that people don't log in and then get exhausted just looking at the survey. So we really encourage, you know, everybody to take those surveys, and especially our families, again, because they are so helpful for us in our planning and how we can grow and get better.
Well, for example, what are the surveys asking for, say, the family, for the students, for the staff?
Well, you know, things even like, do you feel welcome in the school? You know, family and community engagement is a goal of the board that we continue to enhance that. But if people don't feel welcome or that the school is able to support the needs of their children, then obviously that's something we would want to know. So the questions are very tailored. to get input on the academics. Do they feel like their children are supported? They know what they need to do to help the children be successful academically. Do they feel like we have the supports for their children who may be struggling? So it's very tailored to get specific information. And the same way for our teachers. Do they feel like professional learning is strong enough? Is that an area we need to grow? Do they feel like they have the resources and tools? How is the environment of their school building? You know, a sense of belonging. And it's the same for the students. And again, it's really important because for the students, it's per their building. So we may get a result in one building that tells us that students don't feel as strong sense of belonging. And in another building, they may be just feel amazing. So those two principals could come together and learn from one another about what's happening in that building where they're getting a great result.
Okay, so how does this work? This happens this time of year, and this propels you into the new school year, or what?
It does. We take all the survey results. The survey closes on the 17th, and then the administration will look at all of those results. We do make them public, obviously, usually in the fall, and we look at all the results, and then as we're doing our site improvement and our district improvement work going into the fall, we utilize that data and information.
Now, do you have to hire a company to put together the questions, or you put them together yourself?
We used to have a company that we actually hired, but during COVID, we stopped because they were not launching the survey nationally. So we were no longer able to get national benchmarks. So there really wasn't any reason to actually push that survey out. And so we've actually utilized our own questions, which have come from several different types of platforms. Obviously, it's not, you know, copying the question word for word, but taking the overall content and putting a short survey together. And that was really important to us as well, is making sure that the survey wasn't so long, because the more people we can get to take the survey, the better information we get back. And if surveys are really long, people click into them, but then they won't complete them.
like those telemarketers that call, say, just have a couple questions here, and then,
yeah.
You're on there for half an hour. Yes.
But
surveys are tricky things, right? You have to ask the question the right way, not in a leading way, right? There's a lot of nuances to it.
There are a lot of nuances to it, but I think part of two is keeping it very simple where people can understand what you're asking. The language of the survey itself, not using educational jargon, for instance, in a survey, which educators have a tendency to do. So making sure that the questions are very simplistic, again, and not overwhelming people with the number of questions.
All right. We're speaking with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, on Focus on Education here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. Let's get the latest. I know you're staying on top of this. Each board meeting seems to have an update on special education. What's the latest?
Well, we had our end of the year update on the action plan that has been in place this school year. And I just can't say enough positive about Dr. Holly Gonthaler. She has just done phenomenal work for us this year in getting so much done. She started on July 1st. And by the time school started in September, she had already made some adjustments in scheduling and just, you know, various aspects that had real impact for us this school year. Instead of getting hired in July and kind of sitting back, she really took the recommendations, trusted what was in that PCG report from the end of last year. And she was very aware that one of the criticisms of the district, if we go back over the last decade or so, was that we would have these evaluations done or audits done, and where we were falling short was the implementation of the recommendations. She has taken every single recommendation to heart. She has a really strong action plan that she worked on with PCG, and everything is in motion. It's either a few items are complete, not very many. Most of them take a couple of years to fully implement, but every single recommendation is in the works. And again, I just can't give her enough credit for the work that she's done and how she is also working with our Special Education Advisory Committee, our PTA, just parents in general, teachers in general. She really has been a gem to add to our team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, most importantly, is what's the feedback you're getting from parents on this? Are they feeling the same way as you are about the progress being made here?
Our parents, actually, our Special Education Advisory Committee, which is made up primarily of parents. Last year was the first year for the committee, and this is the second year. And they gave a report to the board, not this last meeting, but the one before. And it was really, really well done. And, you know, they had a lot of praise for the work that they see happening. And certainly we want to continue, and they want us to continue. But absolutely, we're getting feedback that we're moving in that right trajectory and what's happening in special education. So it feels good to be a real partner with parents and be hearing about the things that are really going well. If you go back, you know, to even 2019, 2020, that's not where we were. And I'm just extremely proud of the progress we continue to make. And we're really dedicated to this work. It's so important for the children and families and our staff.
All right. And Dr. Jones, the board met last week, gave you apparently a very good evaluation. You passed the test. What do you think?
Yeah, I passed the test. That's great. It's hard to believe that next year will be year number four. You know, it's been the weirdest 3 years ever of my career to be in the middle of COVID. Every year it's been a little bit different, but I'm just delighted. I'm happy with the work that is happening in Greenwich Public Schools right now, and I'm just very fortunate that I have such a great team surrounding me, not only out in the building, but at Havemeyer as well. And so it feels great.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take a break on that note and be back with more on Focus on Education with Greenwich. And with the superintendent of schools, Dr. Tony Jones, one thing I know you're staying on top of is the soil remediation at Western Middle School. What can you tell us there as an update?
I'm very pleased where we are right now. Our remediation action plan is deep in EPA to be reviewed, and which means that that usually takes a couple of months, because that means that final plan, they haven't asked for more testing. So at that point, the plan goes in, they review it for a couple of months, and they'll go back and forth with our consultant that's working on the project. And then the next step for us will be the public hearing, and we'll host a public hearing where people can come and support or not support the project. And I have a feeling we'll probably have a lot of people there to support the project, so that DEEP and EPA can hear that, yes, indeed, our community wants this project done. And then after that, we will go out to bid for the company that's going to actually start the work. So we get closer every month to where we need to be to get the field back for our students and our community.
So light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train, you hope, right?
Absolutely. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, the land attorney that we work with reminds me often that it feels like a really long time, and these projects are very, very complex. But, you know, they're working with us in an expedient way, and it is, you know, it's serious work whenever you have soil of this magnitude, and ultimately it's making sure that it's a safe project for everybody involved, and to restore these fields for our students.
All right. And what would our Focus on Education segment be without a COVID update? What's the latest in the schools?
Well, you know, COVID this year has been so different than it had the previous year and a half, just with the variant that we're dealing with now. You know, it's trending down, which is fantastic. But, you know, we've had well over 3,000 cases this year. And I think one of the, you know, most challenging aspects of COVID, really, from a staffing and a student perspective, is the number of days that people miss school. And that's a challenge, because when we get, you know, a department, for instance, that it kind of sweeps through the department, means everybody's home. And there are some jobs that they can, you know, work remotely and it still works. And then there are some, you know, where you can't. But the good thing is it is trending down. We have test kits readily available so that people can take a rapid test. Because this time of the year is also hard with COVID to know, is it allergies or is it COVID? And you know, our nurse basically tells us that it's always COVID until it's not. So we try to make sure everybody gets tested and that's having symptoms. And I will say there was information that we pushed out that is very, very helpful that actually, you know, helps parents and staff understand the difference between the symptoms for COVID, flu, and allergies, because there are some slight differences that can be helpful when people are trying to determine whether or not they should be coming to work or school.
Right. Okay. Well, just a couple of weeks to go in the school year, right? You're winding things down, getting ready for graduation for the high school and the end of the school year, right?
We are. It's a very exciting time of the year in schools. All types of events, from field days to graduations to moving up ceremonies. And the exciting thing, I think, for our seniors this year, you know, our senior class, and when you really pause and think, COVID started in the spring of their sophomore year. So they really only had their freshman year that was without COVID and normal. And they're going to be the first class that are going to graduate on Cardinal Stadium with a brand new stadium. And I just, you know, couldn't be happier for this group of students that's going to be where they're going to graduate.
Mm-hmm. And the end of the school year also means there's a lot of teacher retirements, administrators, right? So you're going to be busy hiring and interviewing and things like that, right?
We are already. We've been really busy with that. We have three elementary openings, for instance. Cobb, ISD are both, you know, retiring, as well as North Mianus. And we have hired for ISD and North Mianus, and we still have Cobb to go. But we are very busy doing a lot of hiring, and also for, you know, classroom teachers who are retiring or in ancillary positions.
And then finally, we get a lot of calls in the Ask the First Selectman show about the Havemeyer building and what to do with that building, what's going to happen. What's the thought from the school district's standpoint of do you want to stay there? Where do you want to go? What do you want to see happen with this? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, all I can say is that the board has not taken this topic up even one time. It's never been on our board agenda. We have not discussed it. So, you know, our knowledge is pretty much what the public knowledge is and what's out there in, you know, Greenwich Times and Free Press and that sort of information. But, you know, it's a building, and, you know, it's beautiful. It's historic. It needs a tremendous amount of work. So, you know, regardless of what happens with the Board of Education, something will need to take place, either, you know, a renovation of that building. It's not ADA accessible. You know, in fact, we had a staff member who was hurt just a few months ago and hurt his back. And, you know, the when the ambulance came, they asked where the elevator was. And it's like, well, there isn't an elevator. And they had to carry him down, you know, the stairs. And it's an old building that has the kind of the old winding staircase. So it needs a lot of work in the building. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where we wind up. It's not an easy move. We also have the entire shipping and receiving, you know, downstairs. Our facilities offices are downstairs. The print shop for the district is downstairs. And finding another location that's also centrally located, because we are a public building and, you know, we need to be easily accessible for all families in the district. And we need to be centrally located so that we can mobilize out to all of our school buildings. We have over 100 people that work out of Havemeyer. So, you know, it's a complex topic for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, as always, thanks very much for your time. And happy to announce that we'll continue doing this during the summertime. So I appreciate your time during the summer.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
All right, same to you. And when we talk, we'll have school year over and getting ready for summer work. Thanks very much, Dr. Jones.
Thank you.
Dr. Tony Jones, Superintendent of Schools on Focus on Education here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WJ.